This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Both houses of parliament have been adjourned till 2 p.m. following opposition ruckus over various issues, including special intensive revision of electoral rules. When the Lok Sabha assembled at 12 noon after the first adjournment, the opposition party members again trooped into the well and pressed for their demand. As the opposition continued its sloganeering, the presiding officer adjourned the lower house till 2 p.m. Earlier, when the Lok Sabha assembled at 11 a.m., Speaker Om Birla welcomed a parliamentary delegation from Georgia led by President of the Georgian Parliament, Shalva Papuashvili. When the Lok Sabha took up question hour, the opposition members started sloganeering on various issues. Amid the ruckus, the ministers replied to various questions raised by the members. Leader of opposition in the Rajya Sabha, Mallikarjun Kharge, said SIR is an important matter and demanded immediate discussion on it. Minister of Parliamentary Affairs Kiran Rijiju has criticised the leaders of opposition parties for disrupting the proceedings of Parliament over the issue of SIR, saying they don't need to dig out issues. Meanwhile, the leaders of opposition parties, including Rahul Gandhi, Sonia Gandhi, Priyanka Gandhi and others, held a protest outside Parliament demanding the rollback of SIR on the second day of the winter session. The fourth edition of Kashi Tamil Sangamam will begin today in Varanasi, Uttar Pradesh. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan and Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath will jointly inaugurate the event aimed at strengthening ties between the North and South. The grand opening ceremony will take place at Namo Ghat this evening. The theme of the event this year is Let Us Learn Tamil or Tamil Karkalam. In his Mann Ki Baat program this Sunday, the Prime Minister had said the Kashi Tamil Sangamam has become an important platform for all of those who are attached to the Tamil language.
Kashi Tamil Sangamam un sabhi logon ke liye ek mahatvapurna manch ban gaya hai jinhe Tamil bhasha se lagav hai. Kashi ke logon se jab bhi baat hoti hai to wo hamesha batate hain ki Kashi Tamil Sangamam ka hissa banna unhe bahut acha lagta hai. यहाँ उन्हें कुछ नया सीखने और नए नए लोगों से मिलने का अवसर मिलता है. इस बार भी काशीवासी पूरे जोश और उत्साह के साथ तमिलनाडु से आने वाले अपने भाई बहनों का स्वागत करने के लिए बहुत उत्सुक है. मेरा आप सभी से आग्रह है कि आप काशी तमिल संगमम का हिस्सा जरूर बने.
The northeast monsoon has become vigorous as deep depression located near North Tamil Nadu and South Andhra coast remained stationary during the past 6 hours, about 50 kilometers east of Chennai. It is very likely to recurve slowly southwestwards and weaken into a depression during the next 12 hours. The weather department has raised a red alert for Chennai, Tiruvallur, Chengalpattu and Kanchipuram districts for another 24 hours. Pakistan Tehreek-e-Insaf, PTI, has announced protests outside the Islamabad High Court and Rawalpindi's Adiyala jail today, as Pakistan's jailed ex-Prime Minister Imran Khan remains unreachable to party leaders and even his family. The government has imposed a ban on public gatherings and restricted visitation rights, heightening concern about Khan's condition. Authorities have enforced Section 144 in Islamabad and Rawalpindi as rumours about Imran Khan's health and even his death continue to circulate. PTI leader Asad Qaisar said protests were necessary because the High Court orders were not being implemented and the jail administration was not cooperating. Meanwhile, the Human Rights Commission of Pakistan expressed grave concern over reports regarding restrictive detention conditions and alleged limitations on family visits for PTI chief and former Prime Minister Imran Khan. The National Investigation Agency, NIA, has conducted searches at several locations in Jammu and Kashmir and Uttar Pradesh as part of its investigations in the Red Fort car blast case. Benchmark domestic equity indices, the Sensex and the Nifty, were trading over 0.4% down in afternoon trade today. The Sensex dropped 365 points to 85,277, while the Nifty dipped 113 points to 26,062 when reports last came in. And with that, we end this news bulletin.